With regard to Mashiach, the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, in the 11th chapter, in Halacha 4, that the Melech who will arise will be Hoige Batoira, a person who is deeply engrossed, even meditatively involved, in the study of Torah. The Rebbe suggests that this could best be understood by virtue of what the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah. On page 19, side A, Rava tells us that in the beginning, if a person studies Torah, it's called Hashem's Torah. However, if they continue to immerse themselves, it becomes their Torah. And that's where we see, Ubetoiras Hashem Cheftzai, it says that in the Torah of Hashem is his desire, Uvesoiras Soi, and in his Torah, Yehege. In other words, the term Hoge means that Mashiach personalizes the Torah. It becomes his. Furthermore, the Gemara says, La'olam yilmad adam Torah, a person should learn Torah. Rashi says, Yilmid, learning from a teacher. V'achar kach yege, but afterwards he should immerse himself. Rashi says, Ya'ayin b'talmudai, he should deeply contemplate his learning. By virtue of being able to compare one thing to another, and through a complex process of analysis, to be able to arrive at a chiddush, at novelty. As Rashi says, U'metaretz la'atzmei, no longer is he sitting at the feet of a teacher, but he's answering for himself, Dover HaKosha. The Rebbe suggests further that in order to appreciate and understand the idea of Hoige B'Torah, we need to look in the end of the 32nd chapter of Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. There, Rebbe Eliezer tells us that the words HaKol Kol Yaakov, the voice is the voice of Jacob, said Yitzchak, as he prepared to bless the child who he thought was Esav, but HaYadayim Yidei Esav. The Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer says what enables Yaakov to overcome Esav, which this is a paradigm of the future conflict and eventual victory through Mashiach. HaKol Kol Yaakov, he says. This is the Kol Yaakov B'Higoyen Torah, the voice of Yaakov as he immerses himself in the study of Torah. In other words, the power that Mashiach will need to be able to neutralize our enemies comes specifically from the Torah. And lastly, the Rebbe notes that the Medrash Rabbah tells us, Moshe is Goyal Rishon, and he is Goyal Acharon. It is through Moses, through Moshe Rabbeinu, that the first redemption comes, and through Moshe Rabbeinu, that the last redemption will come about. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the notion of Torah, and it is through the Torah of Moshe, which will be fully immersed in by Mashiach, that he will, Be'ezus Hashem, neutralize our enemies, and bring us to crowning victory, B'mheira, Ubi Amenu Amen.